Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM, mini number two. Here we're continuing our experiment here in regards of actually doing a very small version of our normal podcast or broadcast, depending on where you're listening to us. So today we're going to continue with a topic that we can discuss in a very brief manner. And maybe the conversation that we need to start having within our organizations, where is the next accident or incident going to occur? And let's discuss that here on Safety FM.
Jay Allen on Safety FM.
As organizational leaders, sometimes we sit around and we think that we have so much data and so much information that we can predict where the next incident or accident is going to occur. But if you could narrow it down to that particular portion of your organization or company, maybe we need to look into getting into a different industry. But if that's not the case, that you can't predict it exactly on where it's going to occur, maybe we could take a different approach. So here's a thought. What if at the next safety meeting, group meeting, or large event that you have in your company, you have a discussion with your workers, employees, or organizational leaders and discuss where they believe the next incident or accident is going to occur within your organization? Ask them to write it down. It be it digitally, it be it on a piece of paper. Give them a few minutes to write down where they think that incident is going to occur or that accident is going to occur. Collect the papers or even collect the digital format, of course. Take a look over it. And now you have taken a look at what findings your employees, organizational leaders, and other people that are involved think on where something is going to occur next. Take those issues up, discuss them as a group, and see what items you can put in to mitigate the potential issue. Imagine if you're able to mitigate those issues, what kind of buy-in you're going to have from your staff. I mean, let's be realistic. We do a terrible job at predicting accidents, but we're really, really good at determining the conditions that must exist for an accident to occur. If we're able to look at those and we know where something might occur next, and based on those conditions, we can determine where the next issue is going to occur based on information provided by your employees and team members and leadership, we might be able to prevent an incident or an accident from occurring or make it a graceful failure in the long run. This is the Safety FM Mini for the day. Until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.